Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's very close to a year since the Wilson family's apple orchards came under the onslaught of Cyclone Gabrielle. Trees were bowled like ninepins when logs came crashing through the stop banks near Puketapu in Hawke's Bay. Silt also drowned many areas, leaving orchardist Leslie Wilson wondering whether the surviving trees could produce. Country Life producer Sally Round has been checking in with Leslie every few months over the past year, and with the cyclone anniversary looming next week, it was time to put in another call.
It's our first day of picking today, and the fruit is looking amazing, so we are quite lucky with the orchards that were left behind, even though much of it was under several metres of water. The trees have survived after a bit of hard work getting all the silt out, and the fruit is looking stunning. It's a general theme right across Hawke's Bay, and the fruit quality this year is, to use a wine-growing term, it's vintage.
What do you put that down to, given all the stress the trees have been under?
Yeah, well, a little bit of miracle and a little bit of, we've got some really good seasonal weather this year. So we've had lots of hot spring days and hot summer days and rain at the right time. So, you know, we've got a very good crop. Hawke's Bay's got a good crop. New Zealand's got a good crop. So very good year for apple growing. The industry needed it, that's for sure. We are trying to focus on business as usual while many of us are still trying to tidy up as well. So, but under harvest conditions, you've just got to put the clean up to one side and work on getting that crop in so we've got some cash flow for the coming year.
And Leslie, let's just talk about the last 6 months. Last time I spoke to you, you were very pleased with the cleanup. You said you were 18 months ahead of what you thought you'd be.
Yes.
That was back in the wintertime. So how have things gone since then?
The big tidy up was done. So we found the orchard floors again. Then we've had to go through and level the orchards out. And some people have gone through and regrassed. There's a lot of orchards that still haven't had the silt taken out because the trees have been dying. So that decision was made quite early on. I think Hawke's Bay's lost about 6% of its orchards, which doesn't sound much, but we were the single largest growing area in New Zealand. So whether that land gets put back into orchards or not, I don't know. But we certainly have a full replanting program sorted for the next 3 or 4 years. So out of our 40 hectares, we lost around about 12. And the exciting thing with that is that it will all be put into new and exciting varieties and the new intensive growing system. So that's a really big positive, not only for us, but for the industry.
And were you able to access any of the loans that you were looking at last time I spoke?
We're still working through that.
Because it's going to be a huge cost for you.
Oh, it is going to be a huge cost. So, we're still working through securing some of those. I think it'll work out. And that enables us to get the job done quickly, as in the replanting done quickly, so we can get that land back up and running and producing. At the moment, we're still securing rootstocks and having them budded up with the variety, so we've got to find budwood, and it's just an ongoing process, but hopefully we'll start our planting program this winter. It'll only be a small amount because we're having trouble accessing trees, but we've got orders in for the next 2 or 3 years, so hopefully in 3 years' time in winter we'll be fully replanted.
I guess with all the damage that's been caused and other people wanting to replant, there will be a shortage of rootstock. Is that the case?
Oh, there is a bit of a shortage of apple trees, yes. There wasn't a lot of replanting going on prior to this because a lot of people had already done it over COVID. So what had happened was that growers realised that they couldn't get the fruit off the trees because we didn't have the labour. Shipping was all over the place, so I made a decision to take out some of those non-performing varieties. And then the replanting program had all but stopped. And so the nurseries weren't producing many trees. And then, of course, we had the cyclone, and yeah, they're having to find new and exciting ways of doing that for us. So
let's have a chat about your personal circumstances with the rebuild and so on. 6 months ago, you were still waiting on insurance to get on with rebuilding the two properties. One was red zoned. What's happened since then?
Managed to get insurance through for the red zone property and for the house we were living in. So we've started rebuilding the house we were living in, which is a journey of discovery because it's an old villa and, you know, you pull up a floorboard and you find new and exciting things. And we're still working with the insurance company. It's our fault, not theirs, that it's taking so long on the small cottage that we're living in at the present, and some other accommodation on another block. So, we got there in the end, but it was a bit of a fight.
And how has it been living in those circumstances over the winter months and then coming into Christmas?
It's interesting. We're certainly not as bad off as some people who are still in caravans. At least we've got sort of four solid walls, and it's not the first time we've lived like that, but certainly when you see the lovely house right next door, you think, well, I can't wait to be back in there. But so at the moment I'm just making all the decisions for wall colours and bench tops and carpets and curtains and all that sort of stuff. And I think I might be doing it a little bit hickledy-pickledy. So when we get to the end of the season and it's time to move into the villa again, which I hope will be 4 to 6 months away, I might be surprised at what I chose. I don't know.
And the community, how have they coped? I mean, how was Christmas and how will they be commemorating the day of the cyclone?
Well, everybody sort of, the people I've spoken to, and me included, are really wanting to ignore the day. I think it's a little bit too close. However, the local Puketapu pub is putting on a community dinner. So I actually can't think of another place I'd rather be on that day. So I think we'll go down there and kick this last year into touch. So that'll be great.
It's been wonderful to talk to you, Leslie, and hear the progress you've made. So thank you so much for sharing everything with us.
There's still a long way to go, but I guess for us, and I can't speak to everybody, we're trying to switch from living in that moment to looking forward, and we are putting big plans in place for replanting and tidying the place up and, not working in that environment of stress all the time, just working with some good planning and some intent. So we're looking forward to that after the season's finished, sitting down and having a very big planning session.
That was Leslie Wilson speaking to me from her orchard at Puketapu in Hawke's Bay.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.